I was going to tell a hilarious story.
Oh, yeah, do it.
It has nothing to do with the topic of the day.
Never does.
But it's about listener.
Oh.
We met a listener the other night.
We did. A fan.
We were at Kilter. We met a fan. Shout out to our listener. You know who you are.
Oh, you're not going to mention a name?
Okay. Hi, Shaney.
Shaney!
Hi, Shaney. Okay. So apparently, and this might be true for others, people think that when I talk about young Rebecca, I'm referring to a younger version of myself.
Yeah, because you've never disabused anyone of that notion.
In the third person.
Yeah.
I just like, oh, what does young Rebecca think? And then I just go back into my mind, come up with some sort of answer. So we just wanted to assure other listeners that young Rebecca is actually a person. She's lovely.
She is. She's younger.
Than me. She's not like the youngest person ever.
She's not just your alter
there's
ego.
There's some miles on her. She's from Brandon.
Like this isn't nice.
200
this
miles.
This isn't nice. What did she do to deserve this?
Young Rebecca knows. She's a theater kid. She sings.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah. We're going to reveal.
She's going to have 3 degrees by the time she's 30, I've heard.
It's true.
We're going to hold her to that now.
Her parents are listening, right?
Shout out to young Rebecca's mom.
Yes.
And cue the music.
You're Roy.
I am. I'm Roy.
All right. Okay. I'm Peach.
And this is?
I'm just going to let you
Made from
hang
What's
out
Left.
There you go.
And we have a special guest.
We do.
Do you want to introduce our special guest? Should our special guest introduce themselves?
Well, I don't know. What's etiquette?
I'm not sure on a podcast.
There he is.
I guess I could do my
we don't
sort
want to
of
leave you hanging.
Cliched introduction of myself.
We want to hear it. Let's hear the bio.
Hey, folks.
Yes.
we're doing another podcast. Actually, this is my first podcast.
Is it really?
Absolutely.
Same podcast here. Version.
Yeah. Version? Podcast version?
What?
Version.
I did a radio program with, I believe the gentleman's name was Tyler Ross.
Oh, yeah.
Something to that effect. Actually,
you
might be from the Brandon area, bringing it
oh,
all
so
back
you
together.
Know him, right?
Yeah, because yeah, right, everybody in Brandon. Anyway, so I just did, that was kind of like my first foray, other than my article with Winnipeg Free Press earlier in the year.
Very cool.
That was my sort of first foray into media, which was kind of neat. I always, like, I think of... my parents were like Ed Sullivan fans and sort of introduced me to the Mamas and the Papas when I was younger. And I always remember I always remember a story about Michelle Phillips saying, like, talking about the first time they heard themselves on the radio and just kind of how you hear those stories from artists sometimes, but you don't really know. You kind of think it's a cliche, whatever, but when it's actually happening to you, it's kind of, it is that neat feeling, right? So.
Oh, neat? I was
neat.
Traumatized.
Really?
The first episode I heard, I was like, no.
No, who's that?
Why
that
would,
can't be me.
Why would anyone want to hear this? Why? Your poor I don't husband. Sound like that.
Well, I had a coworker at work today that I told I was coming on the podcast, and I go, I'll let you know when it comes out. And he goes, oh, great. Just what I want to do. Listen to Richard on my extracurricular time when I don't already listen to him for 8 hours a day. And I said, fair enough.
Do you want to toss in like a couple chef, like, you know.
Chef may
commands?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Did you say who you are?
He said his name was Richard.
Sorry, my name's Richard Caron. Yeah, I'm a Winnipegger, I guess, in my formative years from the age of 8 to 18. And I'm back here now. And one of the, I think, reasons that I've mentioned this before to a few people, but the reason for the Fat Boy Quest was sort of trying to attach myself and sort of understand Winnipeg 20 years on when I hadn't been living here sort of permanently since I graduated high school. So
nice.
Cool. Yeah. We should mention you have the Instagram account for the love of
all fat boys.
I got it right. Even the
somebody pointed
out to me, even the non-identifying fat boys.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Because
I gave a rather large score this last week to a non-identifying fat boy. And you know, this is it's in the name. So for just, the love of all fat boys.
And it just met the criteria of a fat boy?
For sure.
Some of the criteria.
Some of it, yeah. Right? Yeah. I think the main criteria, although I've even let that slide, is the meat chili sauce, which we can get into a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of what separates the fat boy from just the regular cheeseburger, I think. So.
Well, and I think, I don't know whether it hit the cutting room floor or not, but you sort of inadvertently schooled me on it not being chili, but rather chili sauce.
Right.
Correct.
It's not something I
like. It's not like you would tuck into a bowl of it with
garlic bread. Never.
There are no beans in it as well.
You can't have the burger without it.
Oh, horrors. My grandmother would say.
So, yeah, the chili sauce, is that was the Winnipeg invention?
Here's the thing.
What's the genesis of the...
Through my tasting of many fat boys, along comes some history and some lore. Mm-hmm. I think, interestingly enough, I think that's kind of why the fat boy is popular, because there's not this solidified chronological history of the fat boy and where this was invented. I mean, there's people in the city here that'll tell you they invented it, or this is where it comes from, or yeah. It started on Portage and then morphed and was called a big boy and
yes.
So Super on.
Or no, no.
As the Greeks would have you believe.
Yes.
Did you want to name them?
No.
Okay.
So, and
no, I don't have notes today.
And that's not to say that, you know, what these people are telling you is true. But my understanding is, I mean, the sauce itself is based in sort of a Greek bolognese sauce from the old world, right? Where you used what you had, which is still kind of what they do. Is my understanding is a lot of people, places that do make the fat boy take the patties that were cooked the day before.
Oh, yeah.
And they dice them up or put them through whatever, a blender, and blitz them up. And that's the meat that's used for the chili sauce, right?
Totally
so like any great food made over time, a lot of it is using what you have, right?
Yeah.
So
burger inception. Talking about fat boys is not as much fun as eating.
It's back,
fat boys. So we are going to try a fat boy.
Yep. Live.
We're going to rate it live on air.
We're going to make sure we have lots of mouth sounds.
We're going to learn how to rate a fat boy.
Yes.
So let's pull away the first curtain.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
When I was a young boy, I was a very picky eater.
Okay.
Despised onions.
Okay.
What?
So yeah, very interesting, to the point that fat boy is a kind of oniony flavor, right?
Yeah.
So
it's onion forward.
Yeah. So I will say that to that effect, the fat boy and my love of all fat boys sort of started with my mom taking me out for like a special dinner after a hockey game or after graduation or whatever. And we would usually go to George's on St. Vital. So even though I didn't necessarily maybe love the fat boy at first, it kind of, like everybody says, nostalgia is a hell of a drug, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Love my mom to death. She's still my mom. She's still living. So that's a good thing. And you know.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod.
For sure. It's
yeah. So to that sense, when I came back to Manitoba and started my quest on reviewing fat boys, I would say I was an amateur like anybody else.
Oh.
Roundabout nature. When I started getting into reviewing fat boys, I will say, you know, I kind of go look back at some of those early reviews and not that I necessarily would give them a lower score or a higher score, because, I mean, that might be the case, but more to the effect of my understanding of what I'm looking for in maybe what the pinnacle is of a 10.
Sure.
But, like, that existential question then scares me. What happens when I find the perfect fat boy?
Yeah.
Right?
That's
so
scary.
Yeah.
Then what? Did you stop? And then you move
does
on
life
to...
cease to exist, and every burger past that point means nothing? Like,
I think you just move on to Reuben sandwiches.
Yeah. Right? Or, I mean, once again, people have been giving me suggestions of like Manitoba-centric things to start reviewing
pierogies?
After pierogies. Yeah. I mean, shout out to Lily and Josh. They have, you know, their pierogi trail going on. That is a cool thing, right?
Yeah.
Like it's
super cool.
Once again,
well, we
Winnipeg
had
centric
people in town through work, visitors from other lands, and they were asking like, what would be like the Winnipeg food or the Manitoba food? Yeah. And I was Fat Boys.
Yeah,
was on my list like right away.
I would say,
where else are you gonna get one?
Yeah,
coming in from Peru, Japan. Yeah. I'm gonna suggest a Fat Boy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I guess there's a couple other things like the social
ugh,
food
social
would be ugh. Kind of unique
sweaty
to Winnipeg.
Cheese is not unique to Winnipeg.
Cubes. No, but served all together.
Served at midnight?
In that situation,
it's
yeah.
It's not a good scene.
Unique.
I don't want to be known for any of that.
Go anywhere else in the country, they don't know what a social is.
They're smarter.
I will say, I went to the Glenlawn social, the 100th anniversary social, and hadn't been to a social in 20 some odd years.
Yeah.
The rye bread and sweaty salami and mustard were kind of inviting.
It hits
right?
the spot, right?
Don't get me wrong. It tastes great. I just don't want to be known.
You don't
known
want to be known
for
that? Do you want to be known for Jeannie's cake?
I don't want to go down that road.
No. You were talking about Silver Wolf there in Granite Lake before, mm-hmm. and Jeannie's cake has made its way out to Ontario. So
what?
Watch out.
It's
watch
a,
out.
It's like
you,
a, it's
you
like
can
a virus.
You can buy it in the Lake of the Woods and bring it to a party where it shouldn't be.
You could buy it fresh.
Yeah.
Listener can't see my quotation marks because it's... That cookie just sucks all the joy out of that cake.
What did you call the chocolate curls?
A loss leader?
A
no.
loss leader. It was
a loss leader. Costco chicken.
It was trickery
of Jeannie's cakes.
Some sort.
It was either a...
It's deceptive marketing practices.
Yeah, no.
Because you think it's going to be so good.
But even the people that are, you know, on the side of not so into Jeannie's cakes still, like, say the banana chocolate is good or something. Like, but then why do they go to the length
of... It says right on the box, do not refrigerate. And where do you find it?
In the fridges. I mean, every time. I mean, we shouldn't turn this into a We Hate Jeannie's Cake podcast.
No, we love Jeannie's Cake.
Sponsors, well, I respect
sponsors
Jeannie's.
Of the podcast. Well, they have longevity. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
See, Paige, but here's my thing about where Rebecca is saying that social food is like quintessentially Winnipeg, and then you're like, I don't want to be known for that. I've tooting my own horn. I've lived in a few places across Canada, and I mean, I had the Weaker Than song One Great City on the end of my, you know, on some of my reviews.
Yeah.
And that song explains Winnipeg so succinctly. I don't think people actually understand or even like understand that song, but understand the meaning behind the song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just, I get it's not always the most fashionable thing to be prideful in something that's not grade A. But to be always, like, I've spent time in cities like Calgary and Victoria, and great people there. No knock on them. I'd go back and live in those places in a heartbeat, too. But there's always this striving. We always want to be known for something that's grade A. It has to be the best, the newest, the whatever.
Except.
And you come back to Winnipeg, and there's... There's a comfortableness, and I get it. And then the people from those places or whatever kind of look down upon us, but we're comfortable in our C greatness, which there's greatness that's come out of this city. Like in the culinary world, you look at it, the best chef at the best restaurant in Vancouver was from Winnipeg.
Really?
Last year. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So at Publish on Main. So this is what I'm saying. We aren't mediocre people, but sometimes, yeah.
You're absolutely right. But I should say, I wouldn't mind being known for Jeannie's cake. I'm just not going to buy it.
Yeah.
I am firmly of the belief that anyone who loves Jeannie's cake just hasn't had cake.
That's a possibility. That's the only answer. Very distinct possibility, right? And therein lies the sort of inherent nature of that sentiment behind one great city and whatever is it's like, I can talk bad about it because I've had it.
That's right.
You don't talk about bad about it because you just have heard about it.
Well, it's like when I lived in BC for 10 years as well, coming back for a visit, it's like, I really want to go to Salisbury House. Not the best restaurant in Winnipeg. Hit or miss. I mean, it was our first, was it our first episode? Second episode. First.
Oh, yeah.
We ranked
first. We ranked our Salisbury houses.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things. It's like, you don't have Salisbury House. You want your Salisbury House.
It hits a spot.
It does.
Yeah.
A very specific spot. Very specific spot.
So, that all being said, in the criteria sense and me sort of learning how to judge, Paige talking about sort of the two different types of patties, I've noticed that there's sort of two different types of fat boys. There's soft fat boys, where everything's a little bit more pillowy.
I have questions about pillowy.
And there are crispy fat boys. I haven't really used that adjective too much.
I've heard you say crispy patty.
Yeah. They're definitely like super boys, my favorite. Top score. they definitely are of more of a crispy side to it. Whereas...
Okay, so sorry. On the crispy pillowy, you fall on the crispy side?
I enjoy the crispiness more just because I like the bun buttered and fried. Whereas a lot of the time with the pillowy, it's just you get super either fresh. A heated bun or just like straight bun. And they're hoping that the rest of the patty and whatnot heat the rest of the bun. Right?
Can we give a quick shout out to the Maillard reaction?
I'm not familiar.
What's that?
Really? It's like the reaction or like the chemical reaction when things brown. They just get more tasty.
Yes.
And the sugar is, he would know this from culinary school.
I do. I should know that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's been 25 years.
For sure.
But everything that's a little bit toasted or a little bit crispy has that extra.
Yeah.
It's like me flavor. If I go in the sun. Instantly.
That only happened the once when I left you unattended.
She leaves me. She just leaves me in the sun. Okay. I burn instantly.
So when I open this fat boy,
yep.
I'm going to expect to see bun,
yeah,
meat, cheese, pickle.
Not in that order.
No.
Yeah, that's
lettuce.
All. Yeah, that's all.
Do we like a shreddice? Do we like a leaf?
We do like a shreddice, and I feel that the reason people don't do it is because they think it takes too long.
No. The shredding takes
the
too long?
The shredding of the lettuce. On. Well, what come else on. Would it be? Why would you not want to shred the lettuce? Because to me, in any burger, and even like my quick and dirty go-to fast food burger is a Mott's burger from A&W.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, like Mott's burger every time. However, why do I need to be pulling off the piece of lettuce all at one time?
One bite, yeah, then it, like then it hits your chin.
And you get the rib of the lettuce. Like you get that hard part of the lettuce.
The spine of the lettuce.
I don't like that.
I just don't understand why people do that. And then when people put romaine in one leaf, like at least shred the romaine at that point.
This isn't a salad.
Thank you.
Well, what about a butter lettuce, or am I just trying to
take
this uptown?
See, iceberg, butter lettuce is okay too, but once again,
iceberg is crisp, cold.
It's right in there. It's right there in the name.
But shredding also, I think, helps with the slip factor, doesn't it?
It helps with the it helps with the slip factor, and I feel that it gives you, as somebody who enjoys eating, I want every bite to be exactly the same from the first bite to the last bite. I know Fat Boy's not going to be that way because half of it's on the plate, but
or on my shirt.
Yeah. But that being said, I feel that the shredded lettuce lends to that because once again, the pull off factor of when the lettuce hits the chin.
And you want to see a tomato slice?
Yeah. Want to see a tomato slice? Sometimes it's fun to see a big tomato slice because you're thinking, what was this person doing with the knife today? And to me, that's another fun part of rating these fat boys is kind of, I'm honest in the fact that I try and just rate the fat boys, but sometimes like X factors come into play of just like, yeah, the people behind the counter making the burger. Sometimes I mean, divulging that we did get our fat boys this evening from Dairy Whip.
Oh, yep.
Shout out to Dairy Whip. When I went there last time, like they have their little burger caps or whatever, which is kind of makes it legit. There was a character behind the counter that literally had like kind of Eric Andre Sideshow Bob hair. And I was like, I like that guy making my burger.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Kind of.
I want my burger to look a little bit like that.
Yeah, it like so, and then even I can't remember the place in St. Anne, but it had a teenage girl behind the grill, like flipping burgers. She must have been no older than 16 or 17. This was last summer, and she had like she's rocking her knit shawl while she's flipping burgers back there. And I'm just like, that's probably not food safe, but also legit because it's like July and it's gotta be plus 30 back there. I was like, what kind of warrior is back there like slinging fat boys?
That's a Greek teenager.
Yeah, absolutely. Like
she's on the Baba track.
Well, I'm
that thing is gonna smell like fat boys forever.
For sure.
If that's like an acrylic
like she probably told dad she wanted something and he's like, you need to go to work for 2 weeks before I even think of opening my wallet.
Yeah, I'm not getting that Trans Am until you worked for
absolutely
pickles.
Okay,
like
a spear and a slice. Spear and a slice. I mean, once again, that's a issue, a controversy with some people where the fat boy that they like, it has a pickle spear on it. Right. My understanding is a traditional fat boy does have a pickle spear rather than a slice.
Okay.
But then you're only going to get 4 good bites with pickle.
Yeah. So that's why I like the slice. That's why I like the slice better.
Okay, so the chili sauce.
Chili.
Additional condiments. So the other day you rated something that had like a Thousand Islands situation on it or a... like it wasn't a mayonnaise or... Like, what are you looking for extra condiments?
Well, I mean, you're looking for mayo and mustard. That's basically all you're looking for. There was a ketchup on a burger, but I think maybe what you're talking about...
Was it at Johnny's? No.
Well, I have a couple burgers that I'm coming to review for La Burger Week. And I had commented on, a bunch of people tagged me on... Smoking Aces burger because they're doing a fat boy. They're calling it the fattest boy. and I mean, getting into like extra condiments and whatnot, I mean, it's over a pound.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So it's like I'm probably gonna need a day to recover after that. I usually finish most of the fat boys unless it's like the Thunderbird fat.
Well, that's one of my questions. Have you ever not finished? But I guess maybe we should probably
let's dive into this. Although I will say, like I've said before, a lot of the time with my reviews, because this love of fat boys started off, as I said, with my mother, I've sort of started to share it with my family, right? Okay. So a lot of the time, there's a full family meal that happens with kid meltdowns and
everything.
I didn't order this and whatever else.
And I don't like
this and whatever. So most of the time there's Richard going, Woosa, and let's get into a positive mindset. And chow down on kind of like a lukewarm fat boy.
Right? You even did mention that sometimes they're cold by the time you get
there. But someone did put one under the warmer for you for your whole thing.
Yeah.
They did. And who did that for? Oh, that was...
Was that Daily Burger? No.
No.
That was...
I want to say it was New York burgers, which once again is like a question. People are like, do you pay for all your burgers? And I do 100% because I'm not going to.
Especially if you're going to give them a 7.32.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get into that.
Okay. So
Dairy Whip, I rated very high. I think it was probably in the eights or something to that effect. I don't. So you don't have a memory of an elephant.
We got to open this up. You can't.
I have opened. I have looked at it.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
So
okay.
First things first, sesame seed bun is like.
Gold standard.
Yeah. Brioche is good and whatever, but like it's a sesame seed bun.
Yeah.
Like it's never not good, I don't think.
Has anyone ever tried to pull like a ciabatta or anything?
Yeah.
Oh, here? Yeah.
Even a few.
Yeah. Which, I mean.
Or brioche, I guess.
Yeah, no, they're like, and there's some French roll. People try to pass off a French roll. A&V driving over on Chevrier, she was a beauty behind the counter. She was like, she gave me a bun that was probably like 15 days old. Oh. I was just like, you're so good at your job. Anyways.
She's not trying to get anything.
Yeah, so first of all, sesame seed bun. I can tell, I mean... There's no like toast on it, which is fine.
Yeah.
But because it's a sesame seed bun, I can totally just look past that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you got shredded lettuce and like the mayonnaise on top, which is really good.
Yeah. I found the pickles.
Yeah. You got the tomato. You got the pickles. Yeah. You got the chili meat sauce on the top of the patty, okay. which is the important part. And then. The cheese is like a sliced American Kraft single slice.
That's your which government is, cheese.
Yeah, it's like poutine. Like you want cheese curds, you don't want anything else, but you want kind of like, sure, Bothwell cheese curds are like, they're kind of bougie, right? You want,
they're expensive.
Yeah, they're expensive. You kind of want like the bargain bin cheese curds that are like the bottom barrel, like, yeah,
like
right?
A&W went to the real cheddar slice. Don't enjoy it as much.
Yeah,
did
right.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes mediocrity is okay. This is what I'm saying. So,
we're
so,
humble people.
So looking at this fat boy and it's like kind of, I would say 1/13th already in the wrapper. So that's a good sign, yeah. Right? Like, yeah.
That's something
so,
you're looking for.
Yeah, and that's something you're looking for. Like the chili, getting back to the chili meat sauce, this is, I mean, let's dive in first.
All right.
I got a little bit of orange grease to get around here.
My sister was the first catalyst of saying, sort of pointing out things that she liked about the reviews. And she's like, that bite is ridiculous.
It was the best part of the review.
The bite is awesome.
So then sometimes that's what's funny is like I had a review 2 or 3 reviews ago where I wasn't in frame for the bite. And people were asking my wife. Because certain people obviously know us both and whatever. And they're like, you didn't catch the bite. She's like, I am focusing on just keeping the shot as steady as possible. So
I have to compliment your camera person. That is a steady shot.
She is the rock behind everything. And I've said that before. Like,
and I have a question about her.
Yeah.
Does she carry wet naps?
Yeah, I mean, almost religiously. Like, I thought at no point, and I mean, it has have to do with kids as well, but like, she always has a wet wipe when it's...
Don't blame the kids.
When it's, yeah, no. And she's very cognizant of, I don't know, just like time and situation of, knowing when the wet wipe needs to come into play, right?
So I don't mean to put you on the spot, but do you recall the rating for Dairy Whip? I don't know.
Often. So, let's, like, I don't remember.
Or thereabouts.
Well, let's...
Maybe you mentioned it already.
No. Oh, okay. I didn't. So, I would say, let's see if I get close to it. I would say this is about a 8.65. So I've got all my scores in there or in my phone, so I'm gonna check right now.
Excellent.
Let's see if it was close.
Can I just also shout out to Richard's wife?
Mm-hmm.
This woman is standing in the cold,
yeah,
the wind,
yes,
in busy parking lots.
Mm-hmm.
She is a trooper.
Yep.
The juniors this winter, that review that we did, that was a grumpy wife. She was like, I was about to put the phone down. She's like, you were taking too long.
You're being far too thoughtful about this review.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see.
What was it?
I said 8.65. Okay. I said that I probably rated it in the eights, which I do just because it was a... went lower this time.
Oh,
I rated an 8.95 the first time.
So the disclaimer for that is it's been in some stranger's car.
It's not warm anymore.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. Like the day we went, and I'll even say in that rating, it was like it was a pretty dead day at Dairy Whip. So the burger was great, and to say like as somebody that cooks for a living, to say that when it's less busy, I don't like I can focus on meals more individually. And that's not to say when I'm cooking, I'm not doing my best to make the best meal. The way that I look at it is, would I want to eat this? That's how I put out every plate. And that's how every cook, even Fat Boy Cook, should think about, would I eat this burger? Right. Mm-hmm. So
I would like the employees of Tim Hortons to take note. Sorry.
Now the millions upon millions.
90% of 90% of the time, my order is 60% right.
This is a really delightful burger.
Yeah.
So, in terms of different things being rated and being surprising or not surprising, I was actually surprised at how high you rated the vegan Fat Boy.
Me too.
I tell you, and that's the thing. I mean, hey, I got a pig tattooed on me, right? Like I'm a meat person pretty through and through, but
you
like
have a butchered pig tattooed.
A butchered pig tattooed for sure. At one point in time, you know, and that's the thing. That's what I love about the culinary world is there's so many facets to it. Like even your employment, I would consider that in the culinary world. It's food. It's food related. It's interesting, right? Yeah. Like things.
Yeah.
There's
not
all
cool,
there. But... It is cool.
But yeah, I was happy that you rated the vegan burger because who would have known?
You know what? So I don't know how I came about.
Was it at ManyFest?
No, it was
like a food truck thing.
No, it was something at U of M that had to do with
meat is murder.
Yeah, maybe it was. I love those people. They're dedicated.
I'm going over here for another bite.
Yeah, nice.
We're watching.
So, yeah, like there was things about the vegan Fat Boy that she didn't have on there. Like I mentioned, the patty was fantastic. I was like, I thought she might have a nut cheese on there of some sort. Mm. She didn't, which is fine. And then there was something else she didn't have that I was like, oh, okay. But like her fake chili meat sauce was like, I would rate it in as like number one or number two that I've ever had.
Wow.
Like it was so, there was such a deep flavor to it. So whereas like some, I think some places focus on like the other components of the burger, whereas you need to realize that the meat chili sauce is like what separates the Fat Boy from anything else. Right. And in that sense, a lot of people, when they first approach it, I've got a friend, actually my stylist, shout out Lane Burgess at Porn Salon. So anybody wants a nice perm mullet, you know, you might want to go
wouldn't?
There. Who wouldn't want a perm mullet these days, right?
I'm thinking about it myself.
Anyway, she's like, I'm not a cinnamon fan. So like big component to the meat chili sauce is cinnamon, right?
Is that the Greek influence?
That is the Greek influence, right? So once again, my understanding of the cinnamon in there is Greeks had an abundance of cinnamon that they covered a lot of the flavor of their foods back in the day with cinnamon to try and
like in a good moussaka.
Right, so other people have sort of like shifted a little bit to try and get those like sharp cinnamony flavors in there. So like coffee grinds, people have talked about adding in. I mean, I've been dabbling with my own Fat Boy recipe for a while. So
have you?
Yeah, which is
when can we
do I smell
try?
A pop-up?
Here well, yeah. See, I mean this here's the thing. There's lots of things
that's
about,
gonna be the the rated 10.
That's going to be the
Well, if people ask me, they're like, well, what are you going to rate your burger? I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm rated
the,
a 10.
It's going to be like, the perfect burger. Everything the way you like it.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Well, even a funny thing at Hearth, like when this first all started, there was a couple cooks there that have championed me. They think it's a awesome. Pretty neat thing. So that's it's always good to have, you know, friends like supporting you even in your silly endeavors,
I don't know what that's like at all.
And we also wanted to point out that you have some fashions.
I do.
That you wear in your posts that are like Winnipeg centric and
I did bring the famous hat, the One Greg City hat, which funny enough, people have asked where it come from. Hey, like, can't extol her virtues enough, my wife, perusing the buy nothing websites on Facebook and whatever, somebody was giving that away for free.
No.
What?
So she put her name in and got it for me, and it actually was procured before any of this Fat Boy stuff started happening, and then I was like, I need a persona, I need something, and she's like, that would be perfect.
That's like sweet. So now, how do you decide when to cover that amazing
mullet,
permed mullet?
Well, I did it in every one except for the Korean restaurant review.
Yes.
Because I deemed the Korean restaurant review to be so over the top. It was just wah, wah. Well, and then there's also, I will say, not a lot of times there's been, okay, dial back a little bit. There is like influences to my reviewing.
Okay.
So I won't get to those yet, but some of the reviews that I watched that were kind of influences to me, some of the time those best reviews are the extracurriculars going on. Right behind you or people. Like, sometimes I try not get people in the shot or whatever.
I've seen some good ones.
But that dad's review, there was literally a road rage argument happening. And my wife was like, behind the camera, like, should we get out of here? And this one guy is just, like, swearing at the other guy. You can't really hear it. And then you just see the other guy, like, I think she sort of panned over and he kind of looked at the camera and then he sped away, right? Like, it was just like, so that's why I feel like that type of review, I try and keep it like the persona on as much as possible. But sometimes, hey, life happens. Like, I forget my sunglasses sometimes because I have kids and they are rushing me out the door being maniacs and whatever else. So, or even like, I will say a reason that I ordered the wrong burger at the Red Top the first time, which is I want to go back to, is because my kids were being totally bonkers in the restaurant. And I was just like, give me this burger, blah, blah, blah. I think it's the right one because they don't have per se a Fat Boy. I think it's a Top Boy or something like that. And I got the wrong one.
Well, two questions about the name. Fat Boy, is that one word or two?
I feel it's one word.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I've had some, you know, everybody has their own opinions on stuff. And I try to be, it's kind of part of my introduction to, it's like, we're all trying to get better as people. I try to be inclusive as possible. So that's why I say, hey, folks, and not guys. And I don't refer to you as guys because you're two individual people and whatnot. But the term Fat Boy, I've had some backlash on, like some people saying you're promoting a word that shames. And I go, yeah, it's an interesting take on it. And I don't dismiss that, right? Mm-hmm. Because everybody's got their own opinion and whatever. But to me, my argument to that is, do you understand that in the connotation of the burger, like, what do you want in a burger? You want a big burger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but big burger doesn't really describe the type of burger you're having, right? Yeah. Yeah. If somebody calls it, and there's like a Nixon, they call it cheeseburger deluxe and whatever. Mm-hmm. And yeah, sure, I get the gist of that. But when you call it a Fat Boy, I know that the burger I'm getting is large and in charge, and it is like a word of power to me in that sense, where some people are like, oh, there's negative connotations to that name.
Well, okay. Did you ever have Boone Burger's Fit Boy?
I did. So is Boonburger was vegetarian. Yeah. But it was vegan. vegan.
It was all vegan. Like the entire menu.
So, square buns.
Square buns. And
with no bun integrity.
Yeah, no, I heard about that place. Lots of people enjoyed it, but like...
Missed it. You weren't here, maybe.
Mm-hmm. No, was not here. Like, I mean, I came back. Obviously, I have family here. Did you like Boonburger?
It was very good.
See, mm-hmm. Yeah, this is what I'm saying.
It
Some people,
good, but it's not a fat boy.
The last time I ate at Boonburger, Steve O was in the booth right behind me.
Steve O?
Yeah.
Really?
Like Jackass Steve O?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like the one, the guy? Exchange location.
With the voice? Like
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The raspy voice. There
I guess
go.
Having a vegan burger.
Yeah.
I think, the other thing I was going to say about the name. I don't think that the name is offensive, but there's a lot of times where I'll look up at the menu and be like, oh, I don't think I want to order the fat boy today.
This is a shame.
Because I'm a delicate lady.
Yeah. I feel ya. Like even, it's funny, turning away, I totally support that. It's like the eating of this burger is like the messiest thing ever.
Could
right?
I slay so, one? 100%
yeah,
I could.
Yeah, but do you want to do it in front of somebody else? It's kind of like
farting
the
in
last,
front of your partner.
The last
I'm gonna do it.
30 minutes after you've had a weekend of camping and you just want to get to that shower,
yeah.
That's what eating a fat boy is like. You don't want anybody to talk to you. It's like, you see me in this state right now type thing. It's like, I haven't showered in 4 days. Like, no, not right now.
Don't get between me.
Yeah. And the
resolution of this problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You had made a point before or asked a question before. And I was just like, trying to get back to it. Can't remember.
So I think we were kind of talking about the rating and the numbers. Yeah. And one of the questions I have about the rating is.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go to the 1,000th.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes it's not really even, I don't even think. Right? Nah, I don't think I've gone to a point like 9.6 or something like that. But like I've gone like 6.995 or whatever, right?
Just give it that little bit extra.
Yeah, sometimes it just doesn't get there.
Yeah.
So then I feel that
like
I need
just
to.
Back
yeah,
that
I gotta.
1,
yeah, th- of a point or give it. Them that much more, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Sometimes I will say, once again, because I operate fast and loose with the ratings, and people will be like, oh my God, he looks at a rating of another burger before. It's like,
what?
Like when I go to a franchise, that's what I try and do. So like a George's or a Junior's, I'll be mm-hmm. like, okay, yeah. I rated this one this. Like, I'm not going to try and keep, I'm not thinking in my head, I'm going to keep it in a certain score. I never do that. But I just kind of want a generalized idea of what I was, sort of rating it, right?
Yeah. Because in theory, they've got the same ingredients. They've got the same processes. In theory.
Yeah, in theory, okay. Right? So, I mean, even going back to the point of, doesn't have to do with the ingredients. It was sort of what you were talking about before with, or I was talking about monetary wise. And I mean, that's something that people ask about all the time is like, how much does it cost? Well, it's like, you know, burgers are generally $10 to $12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, if you get a Fat Boy by itself, I mean, if you're getting a $22 Fat Boy, you're in the wrong place. Like, go, you can get.
You need to leave the Velvet Glove.
It's 25 bites.
Yeah, absolutely, right? And then they've got, like, wood decor and, like, you know, high, whatever,
as
bar
as
chairs.
Truffled,
and
it's no longer a Fat Boy.
Exactly, right?
It's
so
a fat gentleman.
There's no julienning in a Fat Boy.
Exactly. There's no julienned lettuce. If that's in the description, I'm out, right? So, I mean, it's interesting to, in terms of proprietors, like, approaching me now. Mm-hmm. There have been some places that, well, like, I was even talking to you, like, I think Willie's Dog, great hot dog, wants me to come review them. Like, just, what? Like, need to stay in my lane, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're a hot dog. You're a great hot dog.
Just
but
say,
you
see me when I'm doing hot dogs.
Exactly. Yeah. Many people have suggested to me, like, other stuff, other Winnipeg-centric things before the the Fat Boys arrived, this is what we were talking about. And I mean, yeah, we talked about pierogies and socials and whatever else. But a lot of people, or a few people, and it kind of fits. I haven't seen it much anywhere, but like tacos in a bag.
Oh, I love a taco in
like
a bag.
Like a community center.
Yeah, taco in a bag, yeah. Right? Like, there's lots of those everywhere. Like, I mean, I went and...
Is that a Winnipeg thing? No.
Kind of, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, I'm sure they have it in maybe campgrounds across Canada or whatever, but, like, it is a very Winnipeg-centric thing.
They do it on Fritos in some parts of the States.
Yeah. Yes, okay. For sure.
Like
but like
weird little corn chips.
Corn chip things.
Like the corn chip nail tips.
They have Doritos. Uh-huh. Why are they?
Well, Fritos are kind of like, I don't know.
Weird. Anyways, I was 50 when I had my first taco in a bag.
What? 5-0?
There you go.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Where?
At the lake.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, put like a little place at the lake. No, but
But a Manitoban made it for me.
Well, and really, that part of the lake is practically Manitoba's annex. Right?
Well, and...
It did fill me with delight.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
It's so good.
Paige, you were sort of suggesting, or we were talking about the Silver Wolf, but also, like, it's this weird thing where the Fat Boys have sort of, like... morphed out onto certain highways, right? Yeah. Obviously, it's like out towards
where the Winnipeggers are going.
Lake of the Woods. Well, but it's funny. It's not out west, right?
It's not
like
in
it
Brandon?
Doesn't. No, you can't get a Fat Boy in Brandon. There is like I said, there is one in Elgin that is. I've been meaning to get out there, but the guy in Elgin, I think the place is called Burning Bale. He's running it by himself, so whatever. He's open and closed on weird times and whatnot. But definitely have gotten, I mean, Rebecca, you were talking about in Calgary, they would rate it as something else. So there's a new place in Marteloup. I can't remember what it's called. Anyways, they have a Fat Boy on the menu. Ha. It's called a Fat Boy.
Really?
There's a place in Vancouver now called Down Low Burgers, I think, on Main Street. And they have a Fat Boy. Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a Winnipegger on the staff.
Absolutely.
100%.
There's a place in Nashville, Tennessee.
Come on.
That has a Fat Boy on the menu, and it mentions VJ's in the description of the burger. The famous VJ's Fat Boy from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Wow. And then sort of the farthest one I've heard about out like East Ontario way is there's one around Vermilion Bay.
Okay.
Which I'm like... It's hard to justify 3.5 hours drive, whatever. Like, I mean, my wife's a flight attendant. I don't know if I had mentioned that yet on the pod, but like, so yes, Calgary is a possibility down the road. Vancouver, maybe it would be a fun thing to go. Yeah. Like, I'm not like ardent. I have to do this. I need to whatnot. But like in that sense, I would like to get out there because it would be kind of cool to
The novelty. Right? Like, yeah. If you could get to Tennessee,
that would be amazing. Cool. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, like, if you were not a Winnipegger and you were, say, like from Regina, you might be rating that weird pizza that they have.
What is their weird pizza?
They just have like weird pizza in Regina.
Yeah, it's what? Like this.
Stacked with deli meats.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's kind of like a, it's hard to describe. It's like a deli meat pizza, right? Yeah.
So are
like,
we going to road trip? That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Well, so.
I think Vern's pizza here, you can get like a similar.
Get that.
Oh.
But there was a guy here that opened up a Thompson style pizza restaurant, and I didn't know that Thompson had its own style of pizza.
I didn't either.
Huh.
What's a Thompson style? Do you know?
I think it has like an obscene amount of cheese.
Oh, I'm on board.
Young Rebecca.
Like, yes,
yeah, I'm on board with that.
So you kind of lucked out here.
Yeah, lucked out there. Even getting back to the origins of the question of did the Fat Boy start in Winnipeg? I mean, the burger itself, from what I can tell, yes, did. And we were talking about sort of, you know, how it started. It did start as a, you know, bolognese or a take on bolognese from the Greeks or whatever. And they brought it over and it was obviously, you know, a cheap, tried and true, you know, rehash of their whatever, their burgers or their meat product, that ground beef from the day before. But my understanding is it started with Greek immigrants that were situated in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh.
And they have what's called a Cincinnati chili dog.
I know all about the Cincinnati chili.
Yeah.
What? That See? Was a cinnamon base.
Yes.
Why do you
Absolutely.
Know? Why do you know about this?
I don't know.
Who hurt you?
And I've actually had Cincinnati chili on a trip to Indianapolis, of all places.
What?
And it was served with, like, what looked to be an Afro wig of cheddar cheese on top. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a huge...
And then spaghetti on the bottom. It's very
sounds
confusing.
Amazing.
But on the chili dog, Except it would be the same...
Chili sauce, right?
Yeah. I'd be a little conflicted about the cinnamon, though. I feel like that's...
I've made the Cincinnati chili.
Yeah.
Have you?
And it was good.
Yeah. So another understanding of this whole getting into Fat Boys is I've had people that are from Thunder Bay. And apparently there's like 6 or 7 restaurants that do this Cincinnati chili. And some of them do put it on a hamburger, but they don't call it a Fat Boy. But it is essentially a Fat Boy, right?
There's weird stuff going on in Thunder Bay. Because they have that. There is. Because they have.
Be nicer.
They have the Persian.
What's that?
Which is like a deep fried cinnamon bun with pink icing.
That
and
sounds
it
great.
Only occurs in Thunder Bay.
So weird. Yeah.
Like not even outside Thunder Bay limits.
And
that
I only
great.
I only found out about this through my wife, who there's like flight attendants that specifically take Thunder Bay turns to get this delicatessen.
The Persian. And they don't know why it's called a Persian.
Yeah.
Not made by Persians.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
so yeah.
That sounds like another road trip.
So you have had over 60.
Over 60 Fat Boys.
Do you know how many you have left?
I would say there's around another 20 or 30.
Okay. Right.
So I think I'll have, like, it's going to get a little bit lighter as we go here, obviously. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it'll take me into next summer. I was super excited about La Burger Week this week. So I got two reviews coming up. There's there's the, like I had mentioned, Smokin' Aces, who are doing the fattest burger. The other one is, and I have to be upfront again, an old chef friend of mine from the Cult of Earls, which I used to be in. Anyways, he is, I think it's like a joint chef venture at a place called the Fusion or Fusion Stop, not the Fusion Stop. Okay. And they're like, I want to say Argentinian and Trinidadian.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's in St. Boniface.
Correct, I believe. And they are doing, Chef Richie Moe is doing a take on the Fat Boy called, he's Trinidadian, called the Island Boy.
Oh.
So.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
That's a road trip. We just have to find St. Boniface.
It may or may not exist.
Once again, great episode. I love that.
We don't. I was going to say the other, I just kind of random because I've had meats. What I love about your reviews is right after your review, there's a very abrupt ending.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's nothing more to say. Like,
right? There it is. There's your review. And then it just leaves you thinking.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that again.
Yeah.
Just like it's really fast. I just give the score at the end. So, I mean,
how much of that is a product of your wife going, okay, it's time.
Click.
Like, we're done. I've been here for long enough.
Oh, this was an issue of contention with the pod, with the high school pod. So don't get me wrong. Dancing Gabe, legend, absolute legend in this city. But
Glenlawn alum
alone, and this plays into this story, but there's, I mean, once again, tooting my own graduating class horn. We had alum Bill Fortier, who is a Western correspondent for CTV News.
Oh.
So, and he's an, I believe, the nightly news anchor in Edmonton. Okay. So he's done very well for himself, and he does all the, like, he was up in the Northwest Territories this past week.
Yeah.
He does all the, like, major news stories for CTV Nightly. So
you need to update the wiki for
they do. There was alumni Sylvia Dong, who was a CEO for PepsiCo Asia. That's a huge position. She went to Harvard. She was a, or is a very smart cookie. She is doing sitting on a board with a huge candy company now. So yeah, I always like champion Sylvia. She was like one of those kids that were, you're like, hey, take a day off from the books every once in a while.
Stop and then you're like, you come
to and then you're like, yeah, you know, you get to this age, you're like, yeah, you did pretty good for yourself. Anyway, so, but like, it plays into this whole thing that, I always want to progress and have more of a connection with my community. And sometimes being in front of the camera and just talking to people about like the real stuff is what it's about, right?
I think,
like,
that's why we do with this.
Yeah.
So I don't want to speak for Paige and young Rebecca.
Why would you stop now?
Well, should you wish to run for mayor?
Yeah.
We would all be on board with that.
I mean,
you have my vote.
To me, if you two had any merch, it would be like Love for Juba or like, I don't know, like I love
mixed tasting rooms.
I love just that episode was so like endearing. I don't know if that's the word, but
like 3 nights ago, I sent Paige a listing for a signed Stephen Juba headshot on eBay.
Wow.
On eBay.
Yeah.
I mean, Christmas is coming.
Which one of us buys it for the other?
Yeah. So that being said, is like, yeah, I took this project on as a fun thing, but it has kind of morphed into me looking at Winnipeg in like a lot of different lights, right? So yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, for that's sure. Cool.
Do you have any more questions in that?
I only have one more question. Hold this might be the most important question of all.
Okay.
I understand you play hockey with friend of the pod, Andrew Davidson.
Yes.
There was a connection. What can you tell us about his on-ice performance?
Ooh.
You can say anything you want. He is a listener.
Strong skater.
I didn't tell poor young Rebecca that I was going to say this.
Can I just say?
She also works with Andrew.
Okay.
After you've told us, please give us a rating out of 10.
Yes.
On his hockey performance?
Even scale rating.
Oh, no. I might not even get asked back next year. And, like, goalies play for free because they're so hard to come by. But, like, if I... Okay. So...
Strong skater.
Strong skater. As a goalie, maybe I might say he doesn't back check enough.
Ooh.
Right? Like, maybe...
I don't know what that means.
Like, he needs to come help me out. Like, he needs to come back past our blue line, right?
Listen to this, Andrew.
Yeah. but I remember, this is one thing, I remember him picking my water bottle up one time when it fell off the net. And I said, what a gentlemanly thing to do for me. So if I'm giving him an even score rating system.
Yeah. We won't make you take a bite.
It's a 8.25 gentlemanly score.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Solid.
Cue the music.
I would vote for the mullet.